You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. The global Zika virus epidemic has sent public health researchers searching for ways to combat the Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito is the key culprit in the spread of Zika and a couple of other deadly diseases. Reporter Carrie Barber went to a lab in Miami where she met a researcher who thinks he might have found this mosquito's weakness.
Thank you. Matthew DeGennaro, a neurogeneticist at Florida International University, is friendly and welcoming when I visit him in his lab on a late summer morning. He looks like a slightly hipper version of your high school science teacher in a short-sleeved plaid button-down, ready to patiently explain complex concepts. DeGennaro's lab doesn't look especially high-tech. With metal shelving and neatly labeled plastic tubs, it could be a bread baker's simple pantry. But looks can deceive. DeGennaro and his team are using advanced technology to cook up tools to do battle with the Aedes aegypti mosquito, the primary carrier of Zika, as well as dengue and yellow fever, and a particularly nasty virus called chikungunya.
So worldwide, approximately 725,000 people die every year because of mosquito-borne illness.
DeGennaro and his crew aren't the only team working on this problem. In fact, humans have tried for a century to exterminate Aedes aegypti with no success. But this group thinks they've found an Achilles heel of sorts in the pest that they hope to exploit.
Mosquitoes are born with the knowledge of how to find a human host. The primary way that mosquitoes find people is using their sense of smell.
The bacteria on our skin metabolizes our sweat and produces an odor that appeals mightily to the females, the only ones that bite. DeGennaro says, think of it this way. If you're a big meat eater and you haven't eaten for a few days, then someone serves you up a delicious-smelling, perfectly cooked roast beef. And DeGennaro's team is trying to create mosquitoes that simply can't smell us. If they can't find us, they can't nourish their eggs and reproduce, nor can they spread disease to us. His team has a powerful tool at its disposal, a gene editing technique called clustered, regularly interspaced, short, palindromic repeats. Did you get that? We'll call it CRISPR for short.
So it's an RNA-guided way of specifically going into the genome, taking a nuclease, and then it just cleaves the gene just at one spot and just the gene that you're interested in. So this is an amazing technique that has sort of revolutionized biology in all sorts of ways.
It takes about 6 months to create a batch of modified mosquitoes, and then it's testing time. To see whether it's working, a tester puts his arm in a box behind a screen, and other team members send in the mutants. The ones that are attracted bang up against the screen, trying to get to the arm. In this way, researchers can tell whether they have genetically affected the insect's sense of smell.
We are getting closer. You know, I think we're making progress. So I'm hopeful that we can use this knowledge to really deeply understand how mosquitoes smell the world, and particularly how they smell people.
The team is also using the results of their genetics experimentation on the Aedes aegypti to develop attractants and repellents to control mosquito behavior.
You can actually make a repellent by trying to make our cells invisible to them, by blocking their sense of smell with a designer perfume. We and others hope to identify such chemicals and use them to hide people from mosquitoes.
Another group using genetics to approach the Aedes aegypti problem is the British company Oxitec. They're modifying male mosquitoes so that when they mate with females, their offspring will die almost immediately. The company's plans to test these mutants on a small island near Key West have become fodder for intense public debate. A referendum on whether they may release them in the wild will appear on the November 8th ballot. Until then, DeGennaro's lab will continue to focus on smell. And the stakes are high.
This is not about making like a redder tomato. This is about blocking a disease that is making it less safe for women to have children in Miami and across the world.
For The Pulse, I'm Carrie Barber.